Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
It's Sunny 101.5, 531, and we're still working on connecting Tracy. She's going to be live from her house, but here we are, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. And looks like, hey, how about that weather, huh? And that just great weather.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, cloudy, breezy, and cold, rain and snow showers likely. Accumulations under a half inch, if you're, you know, keeping track. And your high will be 36. So be that as it may, we're underway. This is Sunny 101.5. 6:15 and...
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
And here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Bette Maloney, well, her name is Namie to her granddaughters. That's what they call her. They got her this very special Easter surprise when she opened her Easter basket on Sunday. And, oh my gosh, it's really cute. They got her tickets to go see Justin Timberlake perform. And captured it on video. And, oh my gosh, Grandma goes crazy. Like, she's crying. She's so excited. She says she's been trying to figure out how to save money. Excuse me, to go, and she's just a huge JT fan. Now, this 88-year-old, apparently her granddaughter says she watches his videos over and over again. She has all of his CDs. She spent hours on her iPad watching videos.
Yeah.
Wow. She thinks he's super talented, and she loves that he's married and has a cute baby now. She thinks he's settled down. So they got tickets to the show, and wouldn't it be cool, you know, since Timberlake sometimes personalizes the shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we recently had a story where he helped a fan with her pregnancy announcement from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it would be awful nice if he would give Grandma a shout out.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Well, we'll find out.
Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
It gets me going. Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandals. Radio paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:51. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Beyonce reunited with the ladies of Destiny's Child during her set at Coachella on Saturday night. They delivered a medley of Lose My Breath, Say My Name, and Soldier.
Cool.
Tell the crowd loved it. Yeah. Wow. Beyonce also celebrated being the first ever black woman to headline the festival. Meanwhile, Beyonce wants to stop fans from posting unflattering pictures of her.
Really?
Her publicist reportedly sent out this email to news outlets on Friday asking them not to publish fans' pictures of her Coachella performance. They were urged to stick with the, quote, approved shots from the show. This isn't the first time that Beyonce has tried to keep bad photos of her from being published. Her team famously emailed BuzzFeed after her 2013 Super Bowl halftime show, asking them to take down a series of unflattering photos they shared.
Man, I wish I could.
Wouldn't
do
we
that.
All? I know, me too. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because I wouldn't I wouldn't be on.
You wouldn't be on the internet at all.
90% of the time, I wouldn't be on. But.
That's why you ask your friends for post approval.
Yeah.
Before a picture goes up on
Facebook,
right?
That's going to happen.
Well, spotted kissing at Coachella. Exes the weekend at Bella Hadid. Us Weekly is reporting that she was sitting on his lap and being affectionate during Travis Scott's set at an event for Kylie Jenner's new makeup line on Friday night. The singer and model split in November of 2016 after dating for almost 2 years. And, well, you remember, then he was with Selena for a while. Now she's back with Justin. It's all complicated.
It is. I can't keep.
You just can't keep up. Well, Huey Lewis is canceling his remaining 2018 tour dates due to hearing loss. He says, although I can still hear a little one-on-one and on the phone, I really can't hear music well enough to sing. The doctors believe he has Meniere's disease, and they've agreed that he just can't perform until he improves. So he says he's going to concentrate on getting better, and he's hoping to be able to perform one day again. So others who have that say it's a rough ride at first, but some say they believe that he'll be able to rise above it and come out of that and perform again.
Cool.
Well, from making up to breaking up, John Cena and Nikki Bella have broken up after 6 years together.
Whoa.
And they even called off their engagement. They made the announcement with a statement, while the decision was a difficult one, we continue to have a great deal of love and respect for one another. On Sunday, Cena shared a picture of the Simpsons comic book guy character along with the words, "Worst day ever." That's sad.
Yes.
He proposed to her a year ago at WrestleMania 33. Now, she previously had said she wanted children, but she'd given up on the idea because Cena was not interested in having a family of his own. All right, now this one is from the file of You Never Thought You'd See This. Brandi Glanville and Leanne Rimes shocked fans by posing for a friendly selfie over the weekend. The two put aside their differences. You know, these two have been at war forever since Leanne stole Brandi's husband.
Mm-hmm.
But they put aside their differences for 7-year-old Jake's birthday. Jake is the son of Glanville and her ex-husband, Eddie Cibrian. After the 45-year-old reality star shared the unlikely photo of her and Rimes on Instagram, a lot of people praise them for their civil behavior. Well, this weekend at the box office, the Dwayne Johnson-led Rampage took the number one spot this weekend, debuting to $34.5 million.
Oh.
Meanwhile, A Quiet Place finished in second place with $32.6 million, and Truth or Dare landed at number three with $19 million. Ready Player One took fourth, and Blockers rounded out the top five.
Okay.
All right, are you guys ready for the birthday game?
Yeah.
Let's do a Saturday birthday because I think you'll know who she is. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Hmm. 48.
I don't think she's that old.
38.
41, not bad.
Okay.
Pete Rose.
let's see.
I bet you get this wrong.
See
what I did there?
No, I don't.
See what I did there?
We don't bet.
No.
We don't bet on our...
Jack's like, I would lose too much coffee or donuts or whatever it was we were betting.
But I'm going to say... I'm going to say 71.
Yeah, that. I mean, 72.
77.
Wow.
Seven.
Yeah. And Loretta Lynn.
I know the name.
80.
This one surprised me.
84.
90.
86.
Oh, wow.
Need life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
All right, it's 7:17. And for today's question, here we go. Siri, I've been thinking about getting a pool table. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely not. Pool tables are a complete waste of money. Nobody wastes their time playing pool for real. Pool tables are cool for about a week and then everyone forgets about it and it ends up being a storage table. Instead of buying a pool table, save yourself a ton of money and just go to a bar to drink and play pool once or twice a year. You will have way more fun at the bar goofing around playing pool than you will at your house. Mm. And you won't have people coming over and messing up your house.
Oh, okay. Well.
There you go. You got your answer.
I did ask.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
This is Sunny 101.5. It is 7:41.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right.
Well, I've changed my my tone this week from useless to amazing.
To amazing? Wow,
these
that's
are
quite
some
the jump.
Amazing.
All right.
That's
yes.
quite the change.
Now, if you have leather footwear.
Yes.
You know, I have motorcycle boots, Jack. Do you have leather shoes? Some, I'm sure you have like
sure,
something like dress, yeah. dressier shoes.
Yeah.
You've got a favorite pair. They're broken.
This might
in.
Shock you, but I have leather shoes.
No, not at all. I didn't even ask you because I know you probably. Yeah, yeah, I'd ask you. Hey, do you have leather shoes? Yeah, which ones?
Yeah, which ones?
What color?
Right. So you've broken in your footwear. It starts leaking.
Starts leaking?
Yeah. There's just, you know, the seams maybe aren't as strong.
Right.
And
yeah.
What you do is you take petroleum jelly and kind of rub it into, you know, the points where you think it's leaking.
Right.
The seams and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you proceed to set your oven at 300 degrees and put them in there for an hour. It will waterproof them or burn down your house. I'm not sure. It doesn't say that. But I don't know. I would advise being very careful when putting in your leather shoes in the oven. Tracy, have you ever done anything like that?
I would think so. Never.
No? All right. There you go. Amazing life hack number one this
All
week.
All right.
What's for dinner?
Awesome.
Boots.
Filet of sole.
Yeah, filet of sole. Mm-hmm. I'll take the tongue.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, mine is a bit of a recycle type project that I actually did this weekend. And I think you can call it a life hack, too, because it made it easier than running out and buying a new light. I had one of these lights in my this big vanity bar lights in my bathroom that mm-hmm. was gold. Okay, and I wasn't into the gold anymore.
Yeah.
And it just kind of looked dated to me. So I looked around at lights, didn't see anything I loved. And we found that you can, in fact, spray paint these with, and I put this on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Facebook page because I think it looks so cool, but Rust-Oleum spray paint using, you know, these two. And I posted them on our page and really just made it absolutely, I think, gorgeous. And
yeah.
took the glass globes off there. And so that kind of gives it a more modern look, too. I just think it turned out really pretty. So, yeah, you can do it. You use steel wool and spray paint. These two Rust-Oleum is the combination I used that I posted online. And it looks fantastic. So I saved money, and it was pretty easy.
Very good. Well, Tracy's been on this water kick. Last week, she brought in this like depth charge size
bottle. Yeah, no, it was.
Bottle.
You're right.
No, it's the biggest thing I ever.
Yes.
You could literally use it as a boat anchor. And that's what
hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of water, for those who are, you know, trying to lose a couple of pounds, drinking 2 cups of water before meals can make you lose an average of 4.5 more pounds within a 12-week period if you normally wouldn't do that. So good luck and happy drinking.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, and here at 7:54, it's time for Go Figure. So here's Steve.
A 27-year-old, I believe it's French. Hold on, let me do some quick editing. I think she's French.
You think she's oui. Okay.
Well, her name's Fabiana Lafleur.
Fabiana Lafleur.
No, okay. she's of French descent, we'll say.
Okay.
She lives in Louisiana, and her father taught her at a young age kind of rules of hunting. And people that I know that are hunters, and Ted Nugent and all these other people,
oh, yeah.
they say when you hunt, you know, a Native American culture, I think they did the same thing. They want you to use the whole animal, not just eating, but, you know, the hide for something. Mm-hmm. So it's no different, and this isn't shocking, that her father taught her at a young age. She's now 28 years old, lives in Henderson, Louisiana, and grew up around hunting and fishing. Mm-hmm. Around the bayou, mind you, so gators sure. and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And her father taught her not to waste a single thing from an animal. So she recently decided to apply this advice to her amphibians. She caught some frogs, probably making a stew or something. I'm not sure.
Frog legs or... Yeah.
And this is just riveting. She hopped right to it. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
And made a bikini out of the frogs.
She made a bikini out of frogs.
Out of the frogs. So she said after removing everything from the animal for the meal... Now they say sewed, but it looks like she just tied them together, which is even better. It's not sewed. It's literally tied together.
I don't think that's...
It's real. There's a picture. Look at this. It's eye-catching, too. Riveting.
Oh, my God.
That's a real thing. It's gone viral now. It's huge. It's gone viral. And not only... She took it an extra step, right? She's looked into this because her father was a taxidermist, too. Mm-hmm. You know, would help friends and stuff.
Yeah.
She dried them out, and she actually put shellac, which is some sort of waterproofing device coating. She did that on the frog hides.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually hoping that it inspires more people to find ways to use all the materials they otherwise discard. So there is a positive point from all this. This is why she's doing it. Now, she has no plans to go into business selling the suits herself, although many people have reached out and asked her.
No.
Yeah. But she said the process right now is not efficient enough to charge any kind of reasonable price. The process, I guess, is long.
I see it with my own eyes.
But Jack, you
believe.
Can contact her, and she said she'd be more than happy to give a detailed explanation of mm-hmm. how she made the frog bikini.
Okay.
Riveting.
Riveting. Totally riveting, yes.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. It's time now for Bogus or Bargain, the fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or Bargain, only on Sunny 101.5.
All right. And today, if you identify the real bargain, we're going to give you tickets for Celtic Woman Performing Arts Center, the Morris Performing Arts Center, this Friday, I think. Yeah, April 20th. Yep, that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
So if you want those tickets, well, then all you do is tell us what the real bargain is. By the way, tickets are available at morriscenter.org. All right, we start off with... Sonoma Goods for Life 7.5-foot market umbrella, okay?
Oh.
1 year old, $25.
You don't own an umbrella.
I do not own an umbrella. Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay, but that wouldn't be one you're carrying around. That's one of those that you take in the backyard.
No, you want those. No, that's, I mean, you want to get dry from your car in the parking lot to
okay.
that door.
All right. That's the first one. Next, Kenmore 38300 refurbished water softener, 10 years old, works good, $75. And last but not least, model HK3480 Harman Kardon with remote and manuals, needs work, turns on, can hear radio, but can't turn volume up, $55. So when's the last time you heard Harman Kardon?
Yeah, it's 5 seconds ago.
Have you really? Yeah, I guess it was about 5 seconds ago, is it?
The water softener?
Kenmore 38300 refurbished water softener, 10 years old, works good, $75. That's bogus. I'm sorry. All right. Thanks for trying. Sunny 101.5. Okay, we eliminated the water softener. So which one? It's either the 7.5 0.5-foot umbrella or the Harman Kardon?
I would say that Harman thingamajigger, the last one.
The Harman thingamajigger with the remote and manuals, needs work, turns on, can hear radio, but can't turn volume up. $55. That's the bargain. That's, yes, it is. That is in the South Bend Tribune classifieds today. And now, who is this?
My name is Joni.
Joni, you are a winner. You've got tickets for Celtic Woman at the
bar. Oh, that will be awesome.
It will be awesome. It's Friday night. Congratulations.
Don't forget, you can listen to Sunny on your computer at work. Just log on to sunny1015.com.
Make sure you join us for the Tuesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. We'll have some bonuses with the Wheel of Meat. Could be tickets to Celtic Woman at the Morris. Who knows? Or we have four packs of tickets to the RV Hall of Fame show as well. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.